It was late afternoon by the time we got off the bus near L'Œuf Sublime, Lorraine's egg eatery. Because it was before 5 meant that the front doors were still closed, so we went down the alley to the delivery entrance. As typical of most Bay Area bistros, L'Œuf's back door sat in a driveway of sorts, bracketed by a brace of battered green dumpsters. Frankie eased his way up to the back door, and then we waited. And waited some more, and then a bit more.
Raoul should be here. They open for the dinner crowd in just an hour or so.
Frankie put his ear to the door.
So I don't hear anything. Usually I hear something.
You've done this before?
But only a couple dozen times. I mean, I'm not a snoop like Bruce.
I felt around in my coat pocket for one of my favorite illegal toys, my lock pick. I fit the pick's blade into the lock.
Ooh, look at that. I always wanted to do that.
I'm breaking and entering, Frankie. It's not something to be proud of.
The lock felt funny, almost as if...
What? Oh, this door's already open, Frankie.
What? It shouldn't be. I mean, Lorraine always keeps the back door locked. Always.
I pushed the door open further and snuck a peek. The lights were on in the kitchen, but I couldn't see or hear anyone moving around. Frankie looked in over my head.
They should be finishing up all the prep work. This place should be hopping.
I wish you hadn't used that word.
Oh, my dear Lord. That is one giant flea.
Giant was an understatement. The thing had to be nearly 6 feet at the shoulder. Its hind legs were covered in stiff hairs, each of them effectively an insectile stiletto. Worse, though, was the mouth. The various parts stuck out like a handful of short swords, twitching and dribbling some sort of clear slime. The thing scrabbled past the door, ignoring us.
Oh, well, now that is something you don't see every...
The flea crashed through the door, landing in a slide that took out one of the dumpsters. It struggled to get upright.
No, you don't!
Frankie fumbled at the pouches on his belt. I pulled out my very illegal handgun. There was no doubt gunshots would bring some unwelcome attention, but it was better than a terminal flea bite. Frankie pulled something out of one of the pouches and threw it at the flea. It hit the thing and exploded into a puff of reddish dust. Cracks appeared in its exoskeleton, the same reddish color as the dust, but with a black, crumbly interior. Flares of greenish light shone through the cracks, and then puffs of dust blew out in tiny geysers, and then the flea just collapsed into a pile of the stuff.
Frankie, what in the world was that?
Cold iron, baby! Max said that magical beings, like fairies and such, are vulnerable to cold iron. See, one of the pouches had those silver spheres, remember? They hold iron oxide. Oh, and a few other things. But it worked, baby. It really worked!
Yeah, sure did.